Shalom, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Mars Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel, and it's based on the Sefer Eretz Tzvi of the Holy Kozhik Lover Rebbe, Reb Arye Tzvi Frommer, who was an Ish Kadosh v'Niskav Ad Me'od, a Mekubal, a Charif, a Baki, a Tzaddik, and a very, very original, creative thinker in the realm of Halacha and Chassidus, Navoda, and his tshuvas often will shock you with their creativity and originality. And it's a schus to connect to a neshama kedosha like the Kozhik Lover they used to call him. He was a ram in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin before the war, and he was killed by the Nazis. We are zocha to have the publication of his svarim, republication by a relative of his. And three volumes, two volumes of Eretz Tzvi and one volume of Siach HaSadeh. So this is, I'd like to Mirtz Hashem, hopefully through a series of many shiurim, B'li Neder, B'siach HaDishmaya, based on his Sfarim, to introduce the world to the great thought and Kedusha of the Holy Kozhik Lover Hashem Yikom Damo. So in Siman Aleph and Chelek Beis, he's a very short tshuva on Netilas Yadayim Shachris. Yan dibarti mitumas yadayim atziyam ashrei lahazkir lizor lahazkir lahazkir kol ish bebeso litol yodav b'shachris kishinera mimitaso kol yodav ulo kol hapachos kol etzbaisav atzof kishra etzbaisav kimeforish b'shulchan aruch semedal tzifbeis magen avram baravza. He says, I want to warn people, now that we're talking about tumas yadayim, he was obviously talking before about tumas yadayim, that we have to be very careful when we get up in the morning to wash either our whole hand or at least up to the end of our fingers. And Bavonaseinu Harabim, many people only wash their hands until the tip of their fingers. That's all. Because people call it negel vaser, and negel is nail. So they think that all you have to do is wash your nails. So that's very nice if somebody wants a manicure, but we're talking here about Taharas Yadayim. So Mimele, you need to wash your hand, lechatchila, until mamish the whole hand. But the yabit, it's enough until the end of your fingers. But you have to get the whole finger in. And you have to be especially careful if you're a woman and you're preparing food. So this is written in the old days, where women prepare food. Now men prepare food, so the men also have to be careful about it until Sidayim. So he says, mitzvah lefarsim zeh. So I'm a kind of mitzvah of being lefarsim, to wash negel vaser properly. Simon Beis, that's the main offering of this year, he writes a tshuva about achila kodem tfila v'tfila b'tzibur. Baruch Hashem Gimel Shoftim, Tuesday of Paris is Shoftim in the year Tafresh Tzadi, 1930. The Prat Katan, Sasnovtse, a place called Sasnovtse, which is, I've never been there and I will never get there, but it's somewhere over there in Poland. Shalom v'kol tuv l'kvod ha-rabboni ha-muflog shosel al-mei peleg chulei v'reinu Yosef Mandelkorn she-yichya acharei drishat shlomo ha-tov. So he writes this letter to the rabbinic scholar who's planted on juicy waters, Yosef Mandelkorn. Zichrono levracha. Michtav kvod torasa bala beisi b'yosef b'krenitz. I was in Krenitz and I received your letter. And therefore I wasn't able to answer you until now. Back then you write an email. Today you write an email, it's all sent. But back then it wasn't so push. I'm sending you my answer. God should shine my light my eyes that I shouldn't make a mistake. Now let me start with the help of my rock and my redeemer. Is it better for someone who's too weak and he can't go to shul and daven b'tzibur unless he eats first? So is it better to eat and then go daven b'tzibur, Or is it better not to eat and to daven biyachidus? So what's better? To stay at home and daven alone and not eat before davening? Or to go to shul and daven with the minyan, as one should, but then he's going to have to eat. He's a shlach mensch. So in the footnotes in the Rabbi Mandelbaum edition here, he says, Amoyer de Gezach, famous in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, to his daughter. He wrote a letter to his daughter, who davened early, because she had to eat early, so therefore she also davened early. So he says, as men darf essen, so leave davenin, and nish davenin, so leave essen. You have to eat in order to daven, and not daven in order to eat. In other words, we're not just davening to get davening out of the way so we can have breakfast. Fakert. You have to eat. Eat is the means. In order that you should daven, davening is the ikar. And he additionally quotes, you can look it up. I haven't, but I hope to get there. Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simin Pei Tes Siv Hei, and in the Kovetz Yagdil Torah and Simin Yotes, what the Lubavitcher Rebbe writes. He writes here, Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita. So this was published in the lifetime of the Rebbe, and now it's the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal. Depending on who you ask, but if you ask me, it's definitely Zatzal. Others would say it's still Shlita. No, to each his own. So, answers the Kajik lover. Hinei adover mufurish beber hetev simen peites yiv kot nyir aleph. It's explicit in the Ber Hetev, in the name of the Lekat Kemach, and also in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Chesiv Beis, to Tov Yosir L'Spal B'Beit Zubi Yochid, Milechol Kodem Atfila. Better stay at home and daven than eating before davening. So that's a psak that you should first daven, you should first daven, and then eat. Tov yotzei l'spal b'beis v'biyachid melechol kol demat tefila. Better stay home and daven than eat before davening. Ayin sham. V'kasha, frek the kasha klever, I don't understand. He should eat and then he should go to shul. Why? Because there's a chi of gomer l'spal b'tzibur. There's a chi of gomer l'spalo b'tzibur. And you have to go dalad minim, milin. You have to go 4 mil. 72 minutes. In order to daven b'tzibur. A mil, I think, is 18 minutes. 18:36, 54:72. So it's a mitzvah to go dalad minim to daven b'tzibur. Like it says in Psachim and Vav Amar Aleph, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadi Sif Tes Zayin. So let him eat. So it must be that you're not allowed to eat before davening. You're right, it's a chiyuv to daven, the tzibur, but not at the expense of eating. Magen Avraham writes, Simen Tzadi, Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, that it's Muchach in the Gemara, that Im Cholush Libo, Yochel L'Spala Kodem HaTzibur, that if he's weak, he can daven without the Tzibur. U'bevadei Iker HaRabusa, the Mutter Levat Al Tfilah B'Tzibur B'Shvil Zeh. And the Iker Chiddush is, that you're allowed to be mevatel tefillah b'tzibur in order to first daven and then eat. Because just to daven first, if the chiddush was just that you're allowed to daven before the tzibur, that's not a problem because the guy's still at home. So what Magen Avraham is saying is that im cholosh libo yochel l'spalel kodem tzibur must be because not you're being mocked in the tefillah to tefillah at tzibur, but because it's asur to eat before davening. So if he's weak and he needs to eat, then let him first daven and then eat. Because if it was mutter to eat and then daven, then he would eat and then he'd go to shul. Let him eat and go to shul. But no, the halacha is that if he's weak, let him eat. Let him daven in home b'yichidus, and then eat. Aye, what about the chiyuv to daven b'tzibur? The answer is, but it's, you're right, it's a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur, but it's usur to eat before davening. So therefore here, this person's weak. He can't do both. He can't both daven b'tzibur and not eat. So therefore we have kids of Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avram who tell him, daven now, daven b'yichidus, and then eat later. And don't worry about missing tefillah b'tzibur, because you can't make it to tefillah b'tzibur unless you eat, and you're not allowed to eat. So bevakasha, stay home, eat, and then daven. You stay home, daven, and then eat. Stay home, daven, and then eat. But there's no heter to eat before davening, just in order to daven b'tzibur. Ulech ora is a kasha from the Shulchan Aruch in Pei Tes Siv Dalet. Says that if you can't have kavana, you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana. We can say that the same applies, that it's mutter to eat before davening in order to daven b'tzibur. Just like if you can't have kavana, you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana, so too we can say that it's mutter to eat before davening in order to daven b'tzibur. So now the Kasha Kalva proves that we can make a tzushtel between eating in order to have kavana and eating in order to daven b'tzibur. Because b'zman hazeh, we don't have to have kavana anyway. People shuckle a lot during davening, but I shuckle and you shuckle, and we both know what we're thinking about during davening. Not always what we're saying. Agreed? Oh, I see you smiling and nodding. You have a beautiful smile. Givaldik. So, what then is our Yeshua if we're not davening with Kavana anyway? The answer is, like it says in Tainus, that if you daven b'tzibur, then it's like having Kavana. Tefillah below Kavana miskabel is dafka b'tzibur. So that's shafts you some type of Kavana, not b'yachid. Davening b'yachid without Kavana is not a churban. But if you daven b'tzibur, that Kavana tzep is something. So today, since we can't have kavana, the davening b'tzibur is in place of our kavana. It's epis something. Memela, let the guy eat, just like you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana, you also should be allowed to eat in order to have b'tzibur. Because for us, tzibur is in place of kavana. Kavana b'tfila, tfila b'tzibur, mo'ol, kamo kavana b'tfila, v'shnem b'pelas echadhem. Tfila b'yachad b'kavana, v'tfila b'tzibur lo kavana, same adrega. Tefillah b'yachad b'kavana, tefillah b'tzibur below kavana, and the same adrega memela, just like you're allowed to eat in order to daven. B'yachad with kavani, you should be allowed to eat in order to daven b'tzibur below. You should be allowed to. So tefillah b'tzibur is on the same level as tefillah b'yachad b'kavana. And then we can take this a step further, and we can say, Ev shaloi ma'ar dikamodim mutu lecho kodim atfilah kadeh shiuchal l'chayvin, kamokim mutu lecho kadeh l'spala b'tzibur. Just like you're allowed to eat in order to have kavana, you're also allowed to eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Because davening b'tzibur is for us having kavana. Because we don't have kavana anyway when we daven b'yachad. I would even say like this. If he stays home and he eats, then what's he going to get? He's going to get a tefillah, which is not going to be with kavana. But now that he's going to daven b'tzibur, so he'll have tefillah with kavana. Because tzibur creates some level of kavana. And he'll also be able to answer the Amen, so he'll also have the Ma'ala of Davening in a Beis Knesses. It's also good practice to go to shul, it's being part of the community. So you have a lot of Ma'alas. So let the person, if he wants at least, not necessarily be Mechayven, certainly if he wants, let him eat in order to daven b'tzibur, because that's like Kavana B'yachid. So to davening b'tzibur is also, and then if he davens b'tzibur and he oichid has Kavana, psh, leilu leilu and kol b'rchasu. But you can be derech that the ikra mitzvah tefillah is dafka b'kavana, like Chazal say, Tainis beis amar aleph, ezo avodah shebleiv avimer zeh tefillah, veinzem ma'ilavad rak ikra tzuras ha mitzvah de tefillah hi ha kavana. What is the definition? What's the lev of the tefillah? Lev of the tefillah is kavana. That's the ikar. V'zelu mazeh kamayim rachachem idiyas hafachim achasu v'al kein kevin sha'achila tzarech ha'tefillah la'atzma shetiyah b'yeser shleim v'smurtu lechol kodim ha'tefillah kadei shiuchu lechavim. He brings the Adias HaFochim Achas. What's the Adias HaFochim Achas? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, these are the Sanhedrin, Shaini Megadev Ho V'yeshna B'Lev. That the Ikar, Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Samachay Amar Aleph, at the bottom of the page, that the Ikar Chiyav of the Megadev, the one who is Mevarich as Hashem, euphemistically speaking, Rashi says that if his Kavana is not klape maila, he's not mischayiv, because he doesn't have the proper kavana. So by cursing, you need the proper kavana. So if by the cursing you need the proper kavana, by tefillah lahavdil idias hafachim achasi, knowing the opposites is one. So if you know that the ikar iser of cursing is balev, so the ikar of tefillah is also kavana. V'al kein, kevan sha'achila. Tzarech lahatfila atzma shetiyah biyatzer shleimus mutter leachol kodem atfila kedei sheyuchal lechavin. So in order that the tfila should have more shleimus, let him eat in order to have kavana. Ubishas brachas yafina dasa leachol kodem atfila siv lasochol al adam lasochol kodem shespadu al adamchem. We learn in the Gemara that you're not allowed to eat before davening, because it says don't eat on your blood, don't eat before you daven for your blood. You have to realize when you're davening for your dear life. So you're not allowed to eat before you daven for your blood, for your life. So since the achila is the derech to the tefillah, so what he's trying to prove now is that you can't compare eating before davening in order to daven to eating in order to daven b'tzibur. Because if you eat for kavana, for davening, that we understand why it's mutter, because that's the etzem tzuras tefillah. And since you need tefillah in order to daven, so that's part of the davening. You're not allowed to eat before you daven if you're just eating in order to eat. But if you're eating there, the Gemara calls it gaiva. It's not gaiva. If you're doing it in order to daven, that's part of the davening. Kilo achila gufa tefili. So this is as far as mechudeshes, that the eating itself is considered tefila. And he brings a raya from Tosas Yeshanim and Ksubis Lamed Aleph, who says in Dibor Masel Diboy Dim Haya Loya Efshe Lechob Loya Hagba Haya Chashiv Aschala Seiser B'Shas Hagba. Let's say you couldn't eat without lifting the item up. Lifting the item up is the gneva. Let's say you couldn't eat without lifting it up. So the etzem lifting it up is already considered the eating. So to give some reka, to give some background, the Gemara says, Amr of Chizda, this is Ksubas Lamed Aleph, Modu Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana, Begoynev Chilbo Shel Chaveru V'achalol Shuchayev, that if you stole your friend's chaylev and you ate it, you're chayev, even though there's a chiyuv kares in the achila. You're still chayev in the geneva. Why do you have to pay for the geneva? I kim lebe derabba mine. Shekvar nischayev b'geneva kol mishev lidei eser chaylev. Because you're already chayev in the geneva before you came to the eser chaylev. First you stole, and then only then came the eser chaylev. So now we skip a little bit in the Gemara. Gemara says, and hacha efshel achila b'lo hakba diboy gachen v'achil. You can't say that the hakbah, the geneva, is part of the achila, because you can bend down and eat. But Tosi Shanim says that let's say you couldn't bend down and eat. Let's say you would first have to do the geneva. Let's say you'd first have to do the hakbah. First you'd have to do the maisa geneva. And only then you'd be able to eat. If the only way you'd be able to eat, the person would be able to eat and be mischayev kares on the achila is if he first does a hagbah, then you would taka say kim lebe d'rabbi mine. Then he would only be chayiv kares on the achila, and he would be pater from the geneva, because they're considered one and the same, because the hagbah, the lifting, the geneva, necessarily precedes the yisur achila. So since the only way you can do the achila is if you first do the geneva, Mela, what do we say? Memela, we say, if you needed to do the Hagbah in order to do the Geneva, then we would say that you're off the hook. If you need to do the Hagbah in order to do the Achila, we'd say you're off the hook. Why are you off the hook? Because Kim Leib Rabine, Chiyuv Kares, is going to be the only punishment and not the Geneva. But since it's not true, since one doesn't need to do the Hagbah before the Achila, because one can do the Achila without the Hagbah, so Meili is Chayv on both. He's Chayv on the Geneva, which is independent from the Achila. But if you needed to have the Geneva before the Achila, if you need to do the Maisa Hagbah before the Achila, then Echinami, even though it's before, it's still Kim Lev D'Rabine, it's still considered as one. So too, we could say the same svara by achila, that the achila is going to be part of the tefillah if in order to daven you need to eat. Just like the hagbah is part of the achila if you need to do the hagbah in order to eat, and then we would say kim levd rav mine. But again, since you don't need to do the hagbah in order to eat, we don't say kim levd rav mine, but if you did, then we would. And he gives another example, piskei tosis and zvachim, that since you can't have achilas etzim, you're not allowed to break the carbon pesach, the bone of the carbon pesach. But since you can't, if you want to eat what's inside the bone, the meat inside the bone, since it's impossible to eat without the shvir's etzim, it's considered be'idna. And therefore, essay doichalosese. The essay of achilas pesach would be doichalosese of shvir's etzim. It has to be be'idna at the same time. It is considered the same time, because the only way you can get to the meat is if you first break the bones. So I didn't see that inside. You can see inside where the piskei tosis and zvachim sadi zayin. And also, but the Gemara says that it's gaiva to eat before you daven. It's not gaiva. Here, it's. How can you eat before you makabel amachas shemayim? It's mamish not a problem how you can eat before you makabel amachas shemayim. You know why? Because here you're eating in order to be makabel amachas shemayim. It's not a problem how you can eat before being makabel machos shemayim, because here the eating is in order to be makabel machos shemayim. So there's no gaiva. Because another raya, medrash rabba parshas nasa, he always like finds things that you don't think are connected. All of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, that's connected. Yisachar zvulun, Yisachar is greater than zvulun, but midbar rabba, parsha yud gimel, os yud zayin, zvulun is bigger than Yisachar. Why? Because gadol ma'asa yosem and osa. So too, a person who's eating, the achila legabe tefillah is like zvulun legabe yisachar, and maybe the eating is greater than the tefillah. God amasi yosem and oisem, but that's all when you're trying to get kavana for tefillah. The shezechad mikareya tefillah, mashen kein tefillah betzibur. Says a maila like kavana that your tefillah is going to be miskabel. Nevertheless, that's tzorech ha'adam, that his tefillah should be miskabel and he'll get what he wants. Aval ein zeh shleim was ikreya tefillah kamo kavana. You can't compare, I don't like the Tzushtel, says the Heilige Kozhik lover, between eating before davening in order to daven with kavan and eating in order to daven with tzibur. Both of them are going to achieve the same result, the tefillah is going to be accepted, but eating in order to have kavana, that's the etzem service tefillah. So it makes sense, you can eat in order to have kavana. But you can't say tefillah b'tzibur is the etzem service tefillah. Tefillah b'tzibur is in order that your tefillah should be accepted. But it's still tefillah even though it's not b'tzibur. But in order to have a lev, the tefillah, that you have to eat, that's something else. For that, you're allowed to eat. It's a maila to daven b'tzibur. It's also a maila not to eat before you daven. It's hachna. It's shev al taisa adif. So you're not sure which way to go. What's a greater maila, the hachna of not eating, or eating in order to daven b'tzibur? So shev al taisa, don't do anything. But don't compare that to an halacha of eating in order to have kavana. That's definite, because that's the tzuras ha-tefillah. That's what tefillah is all about. But if he's chalush, that he can't have kavana, b'chlal, mutar lo lechol. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch, peites, sif dalet, chayadam, efshir mishtzorach lechol, mipnei chulshus halev mutar. So the Chayadim says that if you can daven because of Chulshas Halev, it's mutter. If a person has a weak heart, then it's mashma, even if he can have kavana. But just the fact that he has a weak heart, that's enough to allow him to eat. And we have to say that we're talking about somebody who's very hungry or thirsty. If someone's very hungry and thirsty, so then, if someone's very hungry or thirsty, then he's not going to be able to have kavana, and he's allowed to eat. And chulshas halev is mutter, even he's going to be able to have kavana. So very hungry and thirsty, which is going to prevent him from having kavana, and he's allowed to eat because he's not going to have kavana. But it's mashman, the chayadam, the chulshas halev, even if he is going to have kavana, it's mutter for him to eat. But maybe, if a person is very hungry or thirsty, maybe even if they're able to have kavana, they should be able to eat, because then it's tzaruch mitzvah. Finishmartim od l'nafsho seichem. So why do we say the Chayadim says that a chulshas halev, a person's allowed to eat, regardless of whether or not he's going to be able to have kavana? If he's able to have kavana, he's allowed to eat. But a regular person has to be very hungry or thirsty so much so that they're not going to be able to have kavana. The Levush says very hungry or thirsty. So much so, like the Shulchan Aruch says, that if he can't be mechavein, he's allowed to eat. But we should allow him, even if he's going to be able to have kavan, if he's very hungry or thirsty, because it's a mitzvah to eat. Because rav etzameh, if a person's very hungry or thirsty, it's like they're bechlal cholim. Like the Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Yud Beis. So since they're like cholim, let them eat even if they're going to be able to have kavana. Alts mitzvah. So answers the kasha clever no. That even though rav and sameh are bechlal cholim, and they call makom kevin to tivah shalolim ulo mekelim l'nkulei haikom obishar cholim. Even though rav and sameh are still considered sick, but that's the teva. The person gets hungry and thirsty if he doesn't eat long enough. So we're not going to be as mekel as we are with other cholim. So therefore we're only going to be mekel if you have two letivusa. You have to have two things on your side. Number one, that the person is very hungry, and number two, that they're not going to be able to have kavana for davening. So again, we rejected the comparison, the tushdel, between davening b'tzibur and davening b'chidus with kavana, and only davening b'chidus with kavana one's allowed to eat, but not stam davening b'tzibur. And if one has a choice to stay home or to go to shul, it would seem possibly that one should stay home, daven, and then eat. The only way he's allowed to eat before davening is if he's very hungry, his mom's not going to be able to have kavana. Both very hungry and not be able to have kavana. Or maybe no. Or maybe taka, he can eat in order to daven b'tzibur. Lo achi barur. But concludes the Heilige Rebbe, Ve'ech Shiyah, the Neil Linnaeus Daiti, the Oichel Kodim at Tfilah Kohen Kiln, Shuchola Shalev, Oshani Ochel Chav, and if a person's taki eating, because he's weak of the heart, he has a Shvach heart, or he can't be Mechavin, Yaniach Tfilin Kodim Achil, Vyotze De Chovos, Kshinichon Fil Rega Yachot. Let him put on his Tfilin for 1 minute, 1 second, take him off, because Tfilin's a Mitzvah Doraisa, and you're now allowed to eat, just like an Ali before the Kiyah Shofar, an Ali before Antil Sululuv. So also you're not allowed to eat before the Hanukkah's tefillin. For Tzarchin, that the Achronim didn't discuss this issue of eating before Hanukkah's tefillin. V'yeshli yashev, so maybe I have a teretz as to why the Achronim didn't mention this problem of eating before Hanukkah's tefillin. Because we see in the Chedushi Aran and Sanhedrin and Peches Amid Beis that it's a chi of darais l'nich tefillin kol ayom. And if you're not wearing them even for 1 second, you're over in an essay d'oraisa. You hear, Eilig Eden, according to the Ran and Sanhedrin, if you were not wearing tefillin 1 second of the day over an essay d'oraisa, and so it's mashmal hedgi and tos and shuas, 25b. Dibur masul mi isa below aniach. Look also if you want another address in the Eretz Tzvi in volume 1. Volume 2 is just a collection of tshuvas. I don't think that the Eretz Tzvi himself put it out. It's just collected from different places. But the Eretz Tzvi volume 1, there he wrote, Mesudr Dika Sefer, Eretz Tzvi of tshuvas, and Chelik Alf, Simin Yitches, Dilur Maskel Shuv HaYirani. Hopefully, for Zohar, we'll learn that together. B'li Neder B'Ritzos Hashem Darkenu. Chelkus Yovin, Chelik Beis, the Kinsker. This is your site now. Or Achaim Simon Beis, Rav Yov Yoshua Weingarten. He discusses the Gemara and Shavuos, that it's muchach, this is a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to go with tefillin all day. And then he brings from a Tosefta at the end of Brachas, there's only a chiyuv in the morning. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Maseches Tefillin, the parish Tefillah Shel Rosh, Amit Tzadi Zayin, proves from the Sugin Shavuos Fakeret, it's not a mitzvah. It's an interesting two addresses to look up. Is it Muruch from the Gemara and Shavuos and Dov Chav Hey, Amid Beis, that you have to go with tefillin all day? The Kinsker from Poland says yes, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky from Bnei Brak says no. And there's a famous Bir Halach and Simon Lam Zayin, a Prima Gadam, Yishuas Yankiv. It's a big discussion about the Chiv to wear tefillin all day. Achayom, Ikelu Aposkim, Dein Tzorach Lanicham, Rak B'Shas Tefila, Shushen Lanu Gufnaki. So today, how do we get around this issue? And it's muchach from Tosus and maybe even the Gemara that you have to wear tefillin all day long because we don't have a gufnaki. It's not going to help to say that you're not allowed to eat before you put on tefillin. And therefore put your tefillin on and then take your tefillin off and eat. Why? Because then you're still eating before putting on tefillin, because you're chayav every second in tefillin. So it doesn't help to first put on tefillin and then take it off and eat, because then you're vayter eating before putting on tefillin, because you have to keep tefillin on the whole time. You still have a chayav d'oraisa. Or we can say fakeret, that since it's a chayav gamur d'oraisa to wear tefillin all day, Chazal can't say that it's usur to eat beforehand. Why? Because he's chayav all day, so whenever he eats, it's always going to be before a chiyuv anachas tefillin. Even if I'm wearing tefillin now, let's say I'm wearing tefillin at 12:30 in the afternoon, and now I say it's time for breakfast. Seder, but now I'm eating before my mitzvah to wear tefillin at 12:31 and 12:32. So I was zochet to be mechaving to this svara. That if the mitzvah is the whole day, then how can we ask you're eating beforehand? Because you're always eating beforehand. Therefore, there is no. So that's two ways to be miyashev. Why the poskim didn't bring this down the sisser of eating before anachas tefillin? Either because putting on tefillin and then taking it off and eating isn't going to help, or even if you're wearing the tefillin because you're still chayav vayter to wear tefillin, or even if you're wearing tefillin, it doesn't matter. You're always eating before tefillin. So how can you say that Chazal asered you to eat before you're being mekayim your chiv of tefillin if your chiv is every second? So maybe there's no way to eat before anachas tefillin. So maybe you don't have to put on tefillin. Kach l'nirah l'niyus daiti l'yashiv ha-poskim shlo iru b'zeh. So that's how I want to be miyashiv the poskim who didn't mention this problem of eating before anachas tefillin. V'gam liyashiv minag harbe chasidim v'anshei maise shetoyim im koydim atfilo kadei shul chavim koroi. And also I want to be miyashiv the minag of a lot of chasidim and anshei maise. That was the kashuk lover. It was the grosa of Yisrael. He was always miyashiv, difficult minhagim v'chasidim. My favorite is davening late. Great tshuva. So people are eating before davening in order to have kavana. That's already ois gehalten in Shulchan Aruch. But v'ein minichem tefillin lefneze. What about legging tefillin? And the answer is that we have two yeshuvim. We have two explanations as to maybe why it's mutter to eat before davening, before putting on tefillin. Mikol makom nirel and yustaitim yustov al tikri ra. Better be safe than sorry. Better try to do as good as you can. The nochon leniach tefillin v'loimar ben birchas hatorah v'kriya shema k'shirotz alitom koydim atfilah. You put on your tefillin, you say Kriyash Birchas HaTorah, which might be Doraisa. You say Kriyashma, which is Doraisa. If you want to daven before, if you want to eat before davening, Mimela, then the person, I don't know why he doesn't just say, also he can say a bakasha, a shevach, a bakasha, and hodoya, and then he's yotzei his tefillah midaraisa. Maybe already last night he was yotzei his tefillah midaraisa. He's not chayv tefillah midaraisa anymore. Al kopanim, at least say birchas Torah and kriya shema when he wants to eat before davening. Put on your tefillin, birchas Torah, kriya shema, and then eat. And it's also not doesn't come out clear from the tshuva halacha lemaisa, because he says v'adayin tzarich iyun, whether you're allowed to eat in order to daven b'tzibur or you're just allowed to eat in order to daven properly b'kavana b'yichitus. So baruch Hashem, we saw some new svaras. It's a very interesting diyun in this tshuva. In Eretz Tzvi, we should be zocha to learn more of his Torah. The source of Dovus Bekever and the Iker is that our neshamas should be mischaber to his neshama, and our neshamas should have an aliyah. Even in this world, it's good for your neshama to have an aliyah. When you learn the Torah of holy people, you become holier. You're misdabek to them. So the Iker of Torah is to be davek b'Hashem. That's Torah l'shma according to Chassidus. So hopefully, by being davek to the tzaddikim and being davek to the tzaddikim through Torah, so that's a tremendous aliyah for us, and we're mekayim our chovaseinu ba'olameinu. So we should all be zochem et Hashem to continue this series of Eretz Tzvi Tshuvas and lomodu l'lamed lishma v'lasas v'lekayim is called divrei tzalmud Torah. So be ahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.